Follow Auburn High Boys and Girls Basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
The Auburn Tigers get a big win in the varsity girls game. Let's see if we can double up on a Thursday night and get one for the varsity boys, as we're just a couple of minutes away from opening tip between the Tigers and the Trojans. I'm Jacob Goins with you on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic. And tell you what, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on 96.3 W. Lee.
96.3 W. Lee, WGZZ HD2 Waverly, and WQ42 AX Auburn Opelika.
96.3 W. Lee.
Tigers and Trojans, Auburn and Charles Henderson, here on a Thursday night on the campus of Auburn High School. I'm Jacob Goins with you on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic. And to tell you about this game, we got a flashback 24 hours. A look to what happened a night ago inside this very gym. It was Auburn getting a win over Lafayette, 61-48. But as I said earlier, maybe a little closer than we thought it was going to be, especially with how that game played out just a little over a week ago at Lafayette, right? And for this team, for this Auburn High squad, it was a combination of things, right? It was some turnovers, some misfits on offense, and some defense that was kind of questionable at times. But overall, Auburn did what they wanted to do, especially on the offensive end of the floor. Between Antoine Daniels, who ended up with 13 points last night, Joseph Hightower was able to knock down a couple of big shots. You also had Jabari Allen pour in 8 of his own. And so for Auburn, you've got to find ways to do that and get your playmakers the basketball. Good thing is, there's a lot of them, and they expect to see those here tonight as Auburn takes on Charles Henderson. Varsity boys game coming up. We'll have starting lineups and opening tip for you on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome, and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by. Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students or your Legos a skyscraper. Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. At Southern Union State Community College, you can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary at Southern Union State Community College. Visit suscc.edu today.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee. Now, the starting lineups presented by Auburn Bank.
It's time for the Auburn Bank's starting lineups. They're presented by Auburn Bank. Their local team stands ready to discuss your financial needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you, and proud sponsor of Auburn High School Basketball. We'll get you started with the Road Trojans of Charles Henderson. Then we'll give you the Tigers for Auburn High School. Starting for the Trojans, wearing number one, Cameron Christian. Wearing number two is Jidarian Burney. Wearing number three is Cody Cross. Number four is Meldrick Rogers. And number 10 is Tyler Cross. And starting tonight for your Auburn High School Tigers, getting the start for the first time this season tonight is number five. He's a 5'7" senior. It is Peyton Plotz. Also starting tonight, a guard wearing number zero, a 6-foot junior at 165 pounds. He wears number zero. It's Trendon Maynard. Starting tonight for Auburn High School, it's Tabari Allen wearing number 12. Also starting for the Tigers tonight, it's number one. He stands at 6'6", a junior. It is Antoine Daniels. And down low for the Tigers, wearing number 32, a 6'7" sophomore. It is Hampton Jordan. Those are your Auburn Bank starting lineups. They're brought to you by Auburn Bank, champions of you, and proud sponsor of Auburn High School Basketball. Tigers in their home whites tonight. They'll be wearing those with the blue Tigers across the chest. Blue numbers front and back with the blue Auburn High A on each side of the shorts. As the Trojans of Charles Henderson, they're in their road orange. Look like a Syracuse orange, really, with the blue Trojans, the navy blue Trojans across the chest, navy blue numbers on front and back, and the thin white trim to go down the side. Trojans moving right to left. Tigers moving left to right. It's Antoine Daniels to tip it away for the Tigers, and it's scored and gotten by Trendon Maynard, and we're underway inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium. Maynard across half court. He'll find Peyton Plott again in the starting lineup for the first time tonight. He's at the point, pressured immediately. Picks up his dribble, double team, looking for some help. Knocked away, picks up his dribble after the deflection. Maynard has it in the corner. 4-3, bang! Trendon Maynard gets a started off right in the ballgame. Tigers lead 3-0. Give the assist to Peyton Plott. We're underway here inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium. Trojans moving right to left on your radio dial. They've got it in the half court. Picked up his dribble in the corner, guarded by Antoine Daniels. They'll feed it on the near side. Shoots over Hampton Jordan. Bad idea. And pulled down off the miss is Trendon Maynard. Bounce pass ahead for Peyton Plott. He's on the left wing, feeds it out to his point guard. Again, Tigers in the half court, moving left to right. Peyton Plott now on the left side, guarded by Cameron Christian. He's got it at the point. They'll feed it to Jabari Allen, looks and finds Maynard on the right wing. Hesitates, goes baseline, right around the defender. Finds a cutting Hampton. Jordan can't lay it in, may have been blocked. Here come the Trojans now. They're off and running. It's Cody Cross, pull up three in transition. Can't bank it home. Long rebound out to Trendon Maynard. 6:40 to play in the first quarter, and he'll hold up. Now he'll pull up from way downtown, no good, and skies for the rebound does Meldrick Rogers. Trojans in the orange, Tigers in the white, off the right wing, around Hampton, Jordan, and swatted away, but fouled. Tabari Allen came over to help, rightfully so, just got a little too much body, and that'll put Meldrick Rogers at the free throw line. Again, your starters tonight for the Trojans of Charles Henderson, Christian, Burney, Cross, Rogers, and Cross again. And for the Tigers, Maynard, Daniels, Plott, Allen, and Jordan, as the Tigers have a 3-0 lead, and it remains so after the miss on the first free throw. 6:27 just in the opening quarter. Second free throw from Rogers is short, pulled down by Jordan, the 6'7 sophomore. Still looking to clear, jump ball finally forced, and they're going to call a foul on the Trojans of Charles Henderson. As Hampton Jordan, nobody really helped him out a little. I mean, he got the rebound and just had to start throwing hands because he couldn't get away from anybody. He was trying to avoid having that thing stripped away. He did so well. Tigers are now inbound with the length of the floor to go. Full court pressure put on by Charles Henderson. They'll have to force it to Trendon Maynard. Dribbles around two Trojans, and here come the Tigers. It's Daniels now with the right hand. Coast to coast, excuse me, that is Allen. He goes right hand, can't get it to go. Jordan off the rebound, no. He fights for the loose ball, goes out of bounds. It'll stay with the Tigers. 6:09 in this first quarter. Low scoring so far. It's 3-0 Auburn High. White ball. Tigers to inbound on the baseline. It'll be Antoine Daniels. Throws it to Tabari Allen over the top. Finds Daniels now. Goes up. Lots of contact. Shot goes off the side of the backboard, but Daniels will have a chance to earn him at the line. 3-0 Auburn with 6:06 to play in this first frame. Antoine Daniels, first free throw is good. Daniels is a guy that can score from just about anywhere and in so many different ways for this Auburn High School team. He goes 2-for-2 at the free throw line. That's a place he stays pretty consistent. Tigers up by 5. Under 6 to play, opening quarter. Trojans working around the perimeter. They've got it at the point. Now it's Bernie. Feeds to the left wing. A deep three off the front end. No good. Rebound pulled down by Christian, and then a bad reach-in foul on Antoine Daniels. That three was fired up from the left side by Tyler Cross, who has been shown between him and his brother, I assume, Cody, have both let it fly a couple of times. Inbound to the corner. Thought about the three. Standing right in front of the Auburn High head coach, Chris Brandt. Bounce pass in the lane. Goes up and around Tabari Allen. But that layup's no good. Allen finally gets away from a defender. And the Tigers are running. Inside finds Hampton. Jordan, who lays it in through a defender. Good find by Tabari Allen and Hampton Jordan. Good composure from the sophomore. Tigers up 7-0. A touchdown lead for the Tigers here early with 5:20 to play. Spin move, baseline, layup over Daniels. No. Rebound fought for. Jordan comes up with it, finds an outlet with Daniels. Here come the Tigers. 5:15 to play. Bounce pass. Corner. Three. Daniels. No. Pulled down by Mater on the weak side. He'll pull up from three off the board. He can't get it to go. Long rebound out the plot. Feeds to Daniels. Lays it in with the left hand. Good pressure by the Tigers, and a timeout is called on the floor. Timeouts brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters as Charles Henderson. They need a break. They're down 9-0 early in the ball game. We're back in 30 seconds on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Hi, I'm Brian Snyder, Regional Vice President with Troy Bank and Trust. We're excited to be moved into our new state-of-the-art Cary Creek building at 2870 East University Drive in Auburn. We welcome you to come in and experience what true community banking is all about. We offer a complete line of deposit, savings, and loan products to meet your commercial and consumer banking needs. You'll find our service impeccable. Come see us today to learn more about the only bank you'll ever need. Troy Bank and Trust, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers!
An early timeout on the floor as the Tigers have jumped on Charles Henderson. 9-0. Trojans have it in the half court. We got 4:52 to play in this first quarter. Let's it go from three in the corner. It was short. Pulled down underneath, looking for an outlet. Finds one. Put back layup, no. Out of bounds off of the Trojans. It is Tiger basketball. Charles Henderson's had some open shots. They've also taken some contested shots as well. And just can't get one to fall. 9-0 Auburn High with 4:42 to play in this first quarter of the varsity boys game. Reminder, varsity girls got a big win over Charles Henderson just a few minutes ago. We were excited to have Braylee Winfrey a part of the quick post-game show here on the Auburn High Sports Network. And she dominated in that game for the varsity girls as Daniels are walking across the Auburn High A. Off the right side, looking to find Allen down low. It's not there. Trey Ross is in the ballgame for the first time tonight. He'll sub in for what appears to be Hampton Jordan and a travel called by or on Trendon Maynard. One-on-one picked up full court. Trendon Maynard on the ball carrier. Tyler Cross tries to bounce pass to the corner. Knocked away and out of bounds by Antoine Daniels. The duo of Cross with three and Cross of 10. Start calling them 10 Cross, 3 Cross, or Cross 3, Cross 10. I don't know. Could call them by their names, I guess. Cody and Tyler. Cross off the left wing, guarded by Daniels, goes around him, feeds it into the lane. A tough layup through contact, hits the floor, gets it to go. And Jadarian Burney is the first bucket getter for the Trojans. Daniels goes through two defenders, then three, ripped on the way. He'll head to the line. If they call it in the act of shooting, they should. And they're not going to. They're going to say that it was just on the floor. When Daniel sets his mind that he's going to the rack, there's just not many people that can stop him. And so Carl Lindsey is in the ballgame for the first time. He'll be the trigger man. Feeds it to Trey Ross on the low block. Back out to Allen. Fakes the three. Kick to the corner. That's Hightower in the ballgame. Can't knock it down. Rebound Scott for by Antoine Daniels. He's double teamed. Looks for some help. Cross court pass. Hightower. Baseline. Underneath Ross. Don't think he was ready for it. Lost the basketball and a turnover for the Tigers. Hightower pokes it away from behind. Out of bounds. It'll stay with the Trojans. Right to left on your radio dial. Tigers lead 9-2 with 3:35 to play in the opening quarter. It is Cross at the point, kicks it into the corner. That's a three over Daniel Short, pulled down by Hightower. Allen's able to clear. Cross-court pass. Lindsey, wide open three. You bet! Carl Lindsey knocks it down from deep, and the Tigers are up by 10. Respond with Cross. Deep three. No. Pulled down by Hightower, but can't corral it. Feeds it underneath. Does Cross. Now back out on the wing. Trojans trying to get it out and reset, and they finally do. It's Cross ahead. Kick to the wing. Now to the corner. Three over Daniels. Too strong. Pulled down on the weak side. Pelk back out. That's a three from Cross. Gets it to go. If you shoot enough of them, one of them's going to go in. That's what happened for Charles Henderson right there. They cut into the lead 12-5. 2:45 to play, opening quarter. It's Ross, now on the free throw line, extended on the left side. Finds Tabari Allen at the point. They work it for Daniels, now on the right side. Has Trey Ross down low. Lindsey wants another one straight away. No, and a foul going to be caught underneath. Believe they got Trey Ross on a loose ball foul. They did. So the foul is called on Auburn. They got a 12-5 lead with 2:34 to play in the opening quarter. A couple of subs will come in. Antoine Daniels takes the seat for the first time as Tyler Dixon is in, the 6'4 senior for the Tigers. Trojans moving right to left as you look at it. Tigers have a 12-5 lead, 2.5 to play in this first quarter. Around the pressure, goes with the left hand, gets cut off on the low block. Loose ball fought for. Trojans come up with it, loses it in the lane. Bodies go flying again. And somehow comes up with it. Does Carter Ford. And believe they're going to say he, I don't know if they call it a foul or a travel. Either way, it's Tiger basketball moving left to right as we look at it. Lindsey across the timeline on the far side of the floor. 12-5 lead. Tigers with 2:10 to play in the first quarter. Hightower has it inside the Auburn high A. He'll feed it to Tabari Allen, who stands at the top. Lindsey now gets the screen straight away. Thought about the three. Bounce pass corner. Allen, three. Bang! Tabari Allen is on the board for the first time tonight. That was a carry in transition. Didn't get called. Cross will kick it to the brother Cross now. Pump fake three to respond. In and out. Counts in the arcade for the Trojans, but not here at Auburn High. Hightower feeds Lindsey again. No. Long rebound. Pulled down by Hightower. Fakes the kick out. Layup falling down. Can't get it to fall. And the Trojans are able to clear. Tigers lead by 10. 1.5 to play in the opening quarter. Kick to the corner. Open three. In transition. No. Rebound knocked around. And here comes Lindsey. Ahead now for Trey Ross. In between two defenders. Goes up strong and lays it in. Good transition play by Trey Ross and Auburn High. And we got a Trojan down on the floor underneath the basket. I can't quite see who it is, but still down on the floor. An injury timeout as a Trojan is down after the made basket. 17-5, 1:12 to play. First quarter, we'll take a break on the Auburn High Sports Network.
Teamwork is key to winning on the basketball court. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success, too. Hi, Jonathan Fittner here from University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your neighborhood helpful place, serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. For us, getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship, and we couldn't do it without our committed team and loyal members. University Ace Hardware, next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High School Tigers.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
a Trojan for Charles Henderson, still down on the floor, laying face down. It hasn't moved a whole lot since the physical basket. Trey Ross was the one that laid it in, and there was a lot of contact underneath. And again, I can't get a number, laying face down underneath the basket. Training staff out there now just able to roll over. And they're being very, very careful with this situation. Scary moment here at Auburn High Gymnasium. 17-5, Tigers lead over the Trojans of Charles Henderson. 1:12 to play in this first quarter. Tell you what, we'll take another break here on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
When bones get out of joint, or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment. 334-749-8303 or visit theorthoclinic.com.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W Lee.
As you can hear the applaud here inside of Auburn High Gymnasium, young man just now able to sit up. They rolled him over from his front. He was laying on his stomach, then was able to roll over to his back, and just now able to sit up is the Trojan from Charles Henderson. Again, still have not been able to see a number on who the young man is. They're being very, very careful as he's about to be helped to his feet from the training staff. And he is. It's number 4, Meldrick Rogers, a starter for this Charles Henderson squad. And hope he's okay. Don't know exactly what happened other than the contact that was taken. I don't know what the injury is. We won't speculate here on the airways. But he is able to walk off with some help. And again, just don't know quite exactly what it was. Huge contact, huge collision right at the rim. It was Trey Ross from Auburn High who laid it in, got the bucket, and then just went barreling into Rogers. So he is able to make it over to the bench. We hope he's okay. Let's put a stoppage to this game here in the first frame. 17-5, Tigers lead with 1:12 to play as Rogers is able to move around a little bit. Again, just very slow moving. Scary, scary moment here on the Auburn High Sports Network inside of Auburn High Gymnasium. And not sure if the bench is the best. Not that I'm a medical professional by any means, but I just don't know if you got a young man that was struggling to get up under his own power. I don't know if the bench is the best place to be just with so many chances of contact or basketball or whatever. I mean, you're just so close to the action here. I don't know. They're still doing all sorts of cognitive tests and things on him over on the bench. And Meldrick Rogers was the injured Trojan. And it looks like we are going to try and get this game back on as scheduled. Scary. Scary moment. Especially, I mean, playing in a sport like this where any sort of contact, when guys go airborne, they hit the floor so hard. And just glad to see that he was at least able to get up and walk. Again, he was assisted to get off the floor. But 17-5, Tigers lead as they're wiping off some of the sweat underneath. Tigers are on the floor as the Trojans still sitting on the bench. Again, not exactly sure what more of a delay would be now that Rogers is on the bench. Tell you what, we'll take another 30-second break, see if we got more for you right here on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Anchor in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Anchor, visit them online at AnchorAuburn.com or just stop on by.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers!
Still no action inside the gym here on the campus of Auburn High School. I'm Jacob Goins with you on the Auburn High Sports Network as the young man still sitting on the end of the bench as Auburn High's athletic director Dan Norton has stepped over to address the situation, and I don't know. I don't know exactly what's going on. Rogers is just sitting on the end of the bench, still has medical attention. I just saw him shake his head, so he appears to be at least aware of what is happening, and again, hope that he is okay. Both teams are just now coming back out on the floor. 1:12 to play in the first quarter. 17-5 is the Tigers' lead, and they're going to take Rogers off the bench. I just think that's the best move, man. Get him away from any sort of potential danger of bodies or basketballs or whatever the case may be in a high-flying game like this. So here we go. We start over now in this first quarter. 1:12 to play in this opening frame. Tigers on top, 17-5. Trojans moving right to left of Charles Henderson. Tyler Dixon picks up the ball carrier, picks up the ball handler, I should say, swings it to the far side. That's a three-pointer, no good. Hightower comes up with it, finally fouled from behind, or I guess finally called on the foul from behind. Good pressure as Tyler Cross throws his hands in the air, doesn't know what he did, but picks up the foul on the reach-in on Joseph Hightower. Dixon, Hightower, Lindsay, Ross and Magnus Davis are the five on the floor for the Tigers. They get it into the half court, hand it off to Tyler Dixon. He's on the free throw line, extended on the left side, puts it on the floor, gets into the lane, floater from five, no good. Rebound fought for and clear by the Trojans. 39 seconds to play. First quarter, bounce pass, low block on the right side. Help side defense from Lindsay. Feeds underneath and it's intercepted. Intercepted by the Tigers. Here comes Lindsay across the Auburn High A. Into the corner. Back to Lindsay. Swing for Hightower. That's a three. Got it. Joseph Hightower gets in on the three-point barrage for the Tigers. Here in this first quarter, we're up by 15. And Hightower, a near steal. Ball's on the floor. They're going to call a kick ball on Joseph Hightower. It was poked away from the ball handler. He dove on top of it, almost rolled over it, medicine ball style. Oh, they're going to call a jump ball on the Trojans. Okay. Trey Ross has it off the inbound, hands it to Hightower. He's across the timeline with nine. Now he's got eight. Dribble on the right side with seven. Now with five, throws it away. Threw it away to the Trojans. Across half court with two. Slings it up with one. Good if it goes. It does not. And we head to the second quarter with a 15-point lead for your Auburn High School Tigers. 20-5 is the score. We're back after this on the Auburn High Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
1907. Auburn had no paved roads, no local newspaper, a few automobiles, very little electricity or indoor plumbing, and one bank, Auburn Bank. For all these years, we've had a part in shaping and serving Auburn, Opelika, and East Alabama, a steadfast partner to our customers, meeting financial needs at just the right times. How do we know our community so well? Because we've grown up together. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, online at auburnbank.com.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
Start of the second quarter, the Auburn High Tigers are on top of the Trojans from Charles Henderson, 20-5. Just underway in second quarter action here on the Auburn High Sports Network. Floater from 18 feet over the extended arm of Cash Reef is in the ballgame for the first time. It's no good. Tigers now moving left to right. On your radio dial, Dixon ahead for Davis. It is those two, Reef, Daniels, and Allen, the five on the floor for the Tigers to start this second quarter. They work it around the perimeter. Good pump fake on the pass. They feed it to Cash Reef on the left-hand side. Now looking for some help. He's got it inside the Auburn High. A bounce pass, Dixon, three, way too strong. Pulled down on the strong side off the air ball. Ball knocked around. Trojans finally come up with it as Daniels goes sliding on the water slide. Here come the Trojans now. Ahead into the corner. Had a man underneath. Didn't find him. Handoff three in the corner. Can't bank it in. Pulled down by Magnus Davis. Davis, a bounce pass to Dixon. Out for Reef. That's a three. No. And long rebound finally pulled in by the Trojans. They've got it on the run. In with contact. Right hand layup. No good. No foul call. We play on. And then they're going to call... Did they call Antoine Daniels on an offensive foul? They did. Daniels turned to go up the floor, had a defender behind him, and just knocked him over with a 6'6", 200-pound frame. It's easy to do that at times. And Daniels is going to have to sit down as Trendon Maynard subs in. Trojans have it in the half court. From the corner, they dribble baseline. They'll cross court into the other corner. 20-5 is our score. Tigers lead 6:45 to play in this second quarter. At the top, Dixon fouled him. Yep. Dixon pushed the ball carrier to the floor. That's how he caused the steal. And believe it's just the second foul on the Tigers in this quarter. It is. So no bonus free throws yet. Want to remind you, first half action of tonight's game is presented by Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center as Cross lets it fly off the dribble. Can't go. Rebound goes underneath. Fought for, kicked out of bounds, and it is Auburn High School basketball. 6:32 in the second quarter. It's still 20-5. Same score we ended the first quarter with. Nobody has scored yet. Kick to Davis in the corner. Don't think he was ready for it. Turns his back. Now finds it to Cash Reef. He spin move on the left side. He'll go up with the right hand. Too strong. Nobody there. Just couldn't get it to fall. Cross on the right side in front of head coach Chris Brandt of Auburn High. As Hampton Jordan will step up to the scorer's table. He'll sub in at the next dead ball. Trojans have it at the point. Kick to the corner. Past one, past two, layup no. Here come the Tigers. Dixon ahead. Maynard goes up with the right hand and lays it in. He wants to dunk it so bad. Does 6 foot Trendon Maynard. He's going to get there this year, I promise you that, folks, but he lays it in for the gimme two. Spin move on the baseline to respond is good. Jadarian Burney lays it in. And head coach Chris Brandt gets a stoppage. He wants an explanation. And just an update, as I can see out the windows up top here at Auburn High Gymnasium, believe an ambulance has been called in for Meldrick Rogers, who continues to sit on the baseline underneath the basket. I can see the lights coming in right now, so we do hope that he is okay. And just a precautionary thing as the Tigers bring it up left to right. On your radio dial, Trendon Maynard, bounce pass, tried to feed to Hampton Jordan, good steal. It was stolen by Burney. Ahead now for the Trojans. Cross has it at the point, gets a high screen. 18-foot jumper over Hampton Jordan, no. And pulled down by Tabari Allen. He'll let everybody run away and clear. 5:20 to play in the second quarter. Maynard, he's got it now inside the Auburn High School A. Feeds it to Jordan, handoff to Maynard, who's fouled on his way in. He was in the air, in the act of shooting. He'll step to the line for 2 points, for two shots, rather. Maybe it's a positive radio jinx. Maybe he'll step up and knock these two down, man. I love this Trendon Maynard kid. He's a junior who's just not afraid to go after anybody, not afraid to pull up from anywhere. And he's got the ability to knock it down, and he can't do that on the first. 22-7. Is the score. It's Tigers over Trojans, 5:13 to play in the first half. Maynard, second free throw, pure. Got six in the game so far. As the EMTs do arrive, they're going to attend to Meldrick Rogers on the far side. So, again, we just will keep you updated as we can. I hope he's okay. Trojans now in the half court working around. Right wing three, too short. Pulled down by Reef on the backside. The first shot attempt by Deep Patel, who is in the ballgame for the first time. Maynard thought about the right wing three, hesitates, feeds to Reef at the top. Behind the back dribble, bounce pass to Hampton. Jordan, who lays it in. Good find by Cash Reef, who then is able to lay it off to Hampton Jordan. He's up to four, and the Tigers force a turnover. They're going to force a travel on Jidarian Burney. Tigers get the basketball. They're up 25-7 with 4:36 in this first half. Maynard gets the play call, calls it out to his offense. Off the right side, looks for the high screen. Can he get it? Picks up his dribble. No. He's going to give it to Jabari Allen, who goes with the left hand and is able to get the finger roll to go. 3 points in the first, two here in the second. Jabari Allen up to five, and the Tigers are up by 20. Fed on the far side, goes right hand. That is Patel. That's a three. No good. Jordan fights for the board. Knocked out of bounds. Should stay with the Trojans, and it does. I love this Hampton Jordan kid, man. He tied for tallest on the team at 6'7". Just a bright future for a sophomore that's getting significant minutes on this Auburn High varsity squad. Inbound off the left baseline. Feeds in. Hampton gets the pump fake, but then forces the turnover. He steals it. Lost it on the way up. Trying to give it to Peyton Platt, who's back in the ballgame. Can't do so. Trojans throw it away. Fight for the basketball in front of the Auburn High bench. And a... what's the call? Is it a foul? Is it a jump? Is it a turnover? Is it a travel? What's the call? Head official on the far side. And I don't know if they called out of bounds or jump ball. Either way, it's Tiger basketball moving left to right as we look at it. Maynard, Allen, Plott, Jordan, and Reef, the five on the floor for the Tigers with 3:45 to play in the first half. 20-point lead. Jordan goes up way too strong on the layup. Gets his own board. Kicks out to Reef. That's a three. No, too strong. Rebound side. Skied for by Peyton Plott. He can jump now. He can dunk. Can Peyton Plott. That leads to a three in the corner by Allen. No. Jordan with the board. Goes up strong. Can't get the call. Can't get the layup, but Peyton Plott is there to clean up the miss. First points of the night for number five in white. And the Tigers are up by 22. Long pass here on the near side. They give it to Patel in the corner. Looking for some help. Finds Cross. Baseline jumper from 8 feet is good. That was Tyler Cross, who's up to five. Has five of the 9 points for the Trojans here so far with under three to play in the first half. Maynard has it on the left side. High screen by Hampton Jordan. Finds him on the back cut. Goes up and can't get the dunk, but the cleanup put back can't go in either. Cash Reef can't buy a bucket. Hampton Jordan did everything but get the points. And then a reach-in foul on Peyton Plott. We'll bring in some subs for Auburn High. Lindsey, Ross, and Hightower all in for the Tigers. As Cameron Christian will sit down for the Trojans. And comes in as Quay Grimes, who wears number five. As Jidarian Burney will sub out as well. 29-9. Tigers lead by 20 with 2:41 to play in this first half. They inbound in front of the Auburn High bench on the far side of the floor. They get it in. Now on the right side. Picks up his dribble. Throws over his head and finds his man on the near side, Jamari Jackson, who's in for the first time. They work it around the perimeter. Now it's at the point. Hand off to Patel at the point. He's picked up heavily by Trendon Maynard. He'll hand off on the right side. Tigers flustering on defense. Cross-court pass in the corner through to Tigers air ball. Hit nothing but net. Just didn't count that way. Now Lindsey ahead. Throws it into the hands of Brooks Orr. Just wasn't ready for it. Just over the outreach fingertips of Jamari Jackson. Which I saw what I think Brooks Orr was thinking. It was never going to get to a turnover for the Tigers. 2:10 in the first half. Reminder to stick with us. We'll have the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report coming up. Head coach Courtney Prickson of the Auburn High girls team will join us for a few minutes, talk about their big win earlier tonight as Lindsay knocks it away and steals it. He's got it in the half court for the Tigers. Finds Ross. Layup won't go. It was blocked and then throws it off the face of a Trojan, and we're going the other way. 1-on-3. Doesn't matter. Cross can't find the bottom of the bucket, and Hightower pulls down the board. 1:40 to play in this second quarter. Tigers slow it down in the hand of their junior point guard, Trendon Maynard. He's got it at the top. He's guarded heavily by Cody Ross. Picks up his dribble at the free throw line. Carl Lindsay goes barreling into the lane. Offensive foul on 2 and White. It was a good call. He never got the shot off, but just went flying into Jamari Jackson. So it is a turnover for the Tigers. Now moving right to left is Charles Henderson as Tyler Cross will sub out. And Cameron Christian back in for the blue and orange. 1.5 to play. Second quarter, Tigers up by 20. Up the right side, gets by the pressure. Dribbling in front of head coach Chris Brandt. To the point, takes the three. No hesitation, too strong off the back iron. Pulled down by Hightower and into the hands of Carl Lindsay. Here come the Tigers. Cross-court pass intercepted. Trying to find Brooks Orr and straight into the hands of Jamari Jackson. And the Trojans will slow it down. Nearly a backcourt throwing from this side to the far side. Gets into the lane. Right-hand layup really wild off the side of the backboard. And here come the Tigers again. It's Hightower. Poked out from behind. Maynard thought about the NBA three. Kicks it to Lindsay. 4-3. No good. Pulled down on the strong side by Quay Grimes. Trojans have it. Straight away, into the corner. Patel, pump fake, 18-foot jumper on the baseline. Can't get the roll, pulled down by Trey Ross. Looks for an outlet, he finds it in Hightower. 30 seconds to play. Tigers have numbers. Hand off to Lindsay. That's a three, and can't get the roll. Knocked out of bounds, stays on this end of the floor. Clock is stopped with 24.6. Head coach Chris Brandt yelling something now. Couldn't quite pick up what it was. As the Tigers are going to run a stack play, they'll inbound on the baseline right side here near us. It'll be Lindsay to throw it in. Finds Trey Ross. 5-foot jumpers pure. What a good-looking play and a good-looking shot from the 6'7 junior Trey Ross. Talk about his defensive skill all the time, but a pure score. That looked right there. Wild shot, no good by the Trojans. They get their own board with 10. And stolen away by Maynard. Looks ahead. He's got Hightower. He's going to go for the dunk, and he got it! Got it with the right hand. Trendon Maynard slams it home as we end the first half. I told you he was going to do it, and he did it in the half. Trendon Maynard ends the half with a bang. He's got 8 points, and the Tigers lead 33-9. We head to the locker room. Stick around. The Orthopedic Clinic halftime report coming up next on the Auburn High Sports Network.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students or your Legos a skyscraper. Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. At Southern Union State Community College, you can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary at Southern Union State Community College. Visit suscc.edu today.
Hip pain is not to be taken lightly. It could be a sign of hip impingement. If pain, stiffness, or limping persists, see a hip specialist at the Orthopedic Clinic. Treatment includes non-surgical options, but if surgery is needed, minimally invasive arthroscopic hip surgery is only available locally at the Orthopedic Clinic. Don't wait. Schedule an examination today. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
If you truly care about your feet and want to make them happy, check out Auburn's newest footwear experience, Love to Run, with the area's only pressure mapping system to analyze foot function. Love to Run identifies the perfect shoe for you. With brands like Ultra, Brooks, Hoka, they'll have your feet comfortably covered. So whether you're training for a marathon or just trekking through the marathon of life, Love to Run is ready to set the pace with you. 1957 East Sanford Avenue in Auburn.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee. Auburn High Basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. This is the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Show.
At the half, the Auburn High School Tigers lead 33-9 in the varsity boys game. It was an exclamation point one-hand slam by Trenton Maynard at the end of the half to give the Tigers the 33-9 lead here at home. I'm Jacob Goins. This is the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika. To better serve you, you can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. We'll talk about this 33-9 performance so far coming up in just a few minutes, but as we normally are, joined here in the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report, head coach Courtney Pritchett of the Auburn High School Lady Tigers, as they get a 30-point win tonight. Coach, congratulations, 5-0 now on the season.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. I appreciate you being here and your support, and just before we even get started, I just want to thank you for kind of stepping in and being here. It's been amazing these first five games, so I'm looking forward to a long season having you right here with us.
Well, I really appreciate that. It's a lot of fun, and look, I always say calling winning teams is really easy, and your team is really easy to call because they're just so much fun. 5-0, none of them have really been close so far, and even in this type of a game against Charles Henderson, who had some scores, the offense for them got stagnant, but that was because of the defense you guys were running.
Yeah, I think we had a really, this is some of our focus during the week, is, you know, being able to apply more pressure defensively and getting kids in the best situation for them to be successful. And so I think, you know, this is a great game for Braylee. I mean, it was amazing just defensively how she made her offensive game happen from having, you know, great defensive stops and steals. And so I think the entire team has embraced, you know, playing and pressuring the ball a little bit more.
Well, I asked her in the postgame show which one she liked more, offense or defense, because she forces so many steals, and you'd be proud of this. She said, I like defense because it leads to offensive opportunities. And if that doesn't mean you haven't done your job as a head coach, man, I don't know what does.
I mean, Braylee is her biggest asset is her energy. Like, she is going a million miles per hour the entire game.
Yeah.
And even if you watch it, if you pay attention, when she comes off the floor to sit on the bench, she's sprinting over there off the floor. And so that's just a testament of her lifespan in basketball and, you know, things that she's been taught and how much love and passion she has for the game.
Well, I think she's going to be a great asset to the offensive side of the floor for you with you know, Daly Alsobrook and Brooke Coleman. They're going to get theirs, and even Antoinette Morgan down low, and Kalia has really stepped up in these last couple of games, these first Kalia's few games as well. I mean, everybody is really starting to get involved with your offense.
Yeah. I mean, and this, I think we're still probably functioning right now at 70%. I think we're better team, I think, you know, and I know for us to be able to score 70, 80 points a game and still think that there's more, I think there's more. We still hadn't seen, you know, Brooke playing in her comfort zone. She's still back and forth between, you know, us and flag football. And so, you know, you got to think about it. You know, Brooke is a 20-point kid for us. And so, you know, she's going to do that. I don't even worry about that. And like I was telling her on the floor, like, just kind of stay in it. It's, you know, you just played a flag football game and got beat up a little bit yesterday and now back on the basketball court. And so she's going to get going. And so when she's there, I mean, we deserve to score 80 points easy. And there's enough offense, I think, for everybody.
You and your squad head to Atlanta to take on what's going to be a really interesting team. Unfortunately, we can't be there for that. But just tell our listeners a little bit about what you're expecting with that type of a trip.
And so when we started to look at our schedule, because we didn't know kind of what it was going to look like earlier on, we didn't want to add any games, but I always leave about 3 games cushion there just in case we kind of need more tests. And so we went and we reached out, you know, to this big, really big tournament in Atlanta, and they, you know, invited us, and we're going to play the headlining game at 8:00. We're the last game in the gym at 8:00,
awesome.
And we're playing Morrow High School, who's number 5 in the state of Georgia right now. And so, she, you know, I talked to the head coach. And he's got six Division I kids on that team.
Wow.
He got great size and, you know, had three move-ins. And so, you know, we're excited. We're excited for that challenge. You know, my team, you know, well, this team and our program, we'll go anywhere. We'll play anybody. So I'll go to battle with them anytime because I believe in what we do. And so I'm excited about getting there and getting tested. And, you know, this is the entire trip. We get to leave Alabama and go and hang out in Atlanta and eat. And
you've only had one road trip, and it was just up the road.
Yeah,
I mean,
just
this
up
is
the road.
First so, real trip.
Yeah,
you know?
We want to get on the bus and ride for a long time and just kind of the entire thing that feels like high school basketball, which is such a great thing. High school basketball is amazing. Just the, you know, these girls, I mean, I don't think they realize that, you know, when they're graduating and on, like, I'm still really great friends with, you know, I lost my best friend who played basketball with me, but I'm still really great friends with, you know, my teammates and stuff from high school. So this experience, they'll treasure for the rest of their life.
It's moments they may not realize now, but they will later. You know that,
definitely.
Coach. Yeah, I mean, you've been there and you understand how that is. Well, hey, congratulations on the win. Lady Tigers win 59-29 over Charles Henderson in the first game of the night, and this varsity boys team off and running. They're up 33-9. We'll give you a quick recap when we come back on the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report on the Auburn High Sports Network.
Four Seasons Federal Credit Union. Homegrown and member owned.
We love our members. Our members love us.
Oh, yes. Ever since I got off active duty, they have helped me. I would recommend to anyone, if you really want to get your finances in order, come and see for yourself. I promise you, they will help you get on the path to financial freedom.
Four Seasons Federal Credit Union with two local branches. Membership eligibility required. Accounts federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers!
Welcome back to the campus of Auburn High School in Auburn, Alabama, as we are wrapping up the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report. I want to tell you really quickly some totals from the Auburn High School boys as they lead 33-9, as we're just about a minute or so away from the start of the second half. Leading scoring is Trendon Maynard with 8 for Auburn High. Tamari Allen has 5. Pair of Tigers have 4. That's Antoine Daniels and Trey Ross. Pair of Tigers also have 3. Excuse me, a trio of Tigers have 4. Hampton Jordan down there has got 4 as well. Pair of Tigers have 3. Carl Lindsay, Joseph Hightower, and Peyton Plott has got a bucket as well. And just up and down the floor, man, this Auburn High team, they just run, and run. They force turnovers, they get out and run, and again, Trendon Maynard slam one down at the end of the half. I said he was going to get it in the season, and he did get it in the season. He just went ahead and did it right here tonight in that first half. So, shout out to the Tigers, man, they're playing good. And also shout out to head coach Courtney Pritchett of the Auburn High School girls, man. What a great interview. He always is, has great things to say about his team, his program, and excited to see what they get to do the rest of the season. That's going to wrap up the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. We'll get you right into the start of the second half. I want to remind you, the second half action of tonight's game is presented by Southern Union State Community College. Affordable, accessible, unparalleled. It's time to venture forward and blaze your path. Visit suscc.edu. As the Tigers will be on defense to start this second half. Trojans moving left to right. Tigers will be moving right to left. The Trojans in their road orange. They've got navy letters and numbers on front and back. Trojans across the chest. Tigers in their home whites with Auburn written across the front and the numbers blue and white. Excuse me, Tigers across the front, blue numbers on front and back. The Trojans start with a 3. They shot a lot of them. They just haven't been able to connect very much. That miss goes out of bounds. It was off a Tiger, so it'll stay with the Trojans again, left to right on your radio dial. Backdoor cut off the inbound pass. The layup is good, and we're underway here in this third quarter. It's Maynard, Allen, Hightower, Daniels, and Jordan, the 5 on the floor for the Tigers to start the ball game, moving right to left, start the second half, rather. Maynard gets to the free throw line, tries to dump it down low, tried to find Tabari Allen, and they're going to say it was kicked off of a Trojan. So it'll stay on this end of the floor. Head coach Chris Brandt trying to scream and get the play call in. Again, Tigers run that stack. They find Tabari Allen. Right-handed layup is good. And a stoppage in play. Not sure exactly why. Trojans inbounded. They were off and running, and then they had to reset. So either way, 35-11, 7-10 to play in this third quarter. Trojans will bring it up the floor. Hightower picks up the ball carrier, Tyler Cross, who had five in that first half. He had five to lead all scores for the Trojans. He goes with the left-hand layup, a finger roll over and under. Hightower gets it to go. Good-looking bucket. Maynard back in the half court now. On the left volleyball line, stands right in front of us here on the side of Auburn High School Gymnasium. Maynard has it at the point. He's got it inside the Auburn High A. He'll orchestrate the offense now, looking for Jordan down low, not there. Feeds it to Allen across the court now on the right side to Daniels. Euro step, floater short, pulled down by the Trojans, and they're looking to run. Ahead now near steal by Tabari Allen. Goes in, tough layup. Hampton Jordan may have got a piece of it. It was Cody Cross who went up against the 6'7 sophomore. Maynard, pull-up jumper from the elbow, no, and pulled down on the weak side by Cameron Christian. Here come the Trojans. Daniels runs right into him. A late foul call. It was the right call. Just took a little second to get the call, and a foul on number one, Antoine Daniels. It paused 10 seconds for station identification on 96.3 W. Lee.
96.3 W. Lee, WGZZ HD2 Waverly, and W242 AX Auburn Opelika.
96.3 W. Lee.
Trojans get it into the half court. Had a wide open three in the corner. Just couldn't knock it down. Allen tries to outlet pass. It was thrown into the hands of the Trojans, who lay it in for two. On the other end, it was Chidarian Burney. He doubled up his points for the game. He's got four in each half. And the Trojans have made a little run. They're down by 20. Now with 5:45 to play in the third. Maynard. Post up to Daniels in the near corner, puts it on the floor, spins into the defense, looking for some help, sidestep, throws it up off the back iron, won't go, throws his hands in frustration, and here comes Charles Henderson. A team down from Troy made a heck of a drive up here tonight. And dribbles baseline, picked up his dribble to Cody Cross, knocked away, it's out on Cross, turnover for the Trojans. Just a single bucket for the Tigers here in this second quarter. It was Tabari Allen who got a layup to go. As the Tigers inbounded, going right to left, all sorts of pressure by the Trojans. Lindsay was just smacked in the face. I watched it get called. Goes right around, cross the defender. Hightower in the corner. Good bounce pass to split the defense, and Hampton Jordan will step to the free throw line. Couldn't get the shot up near the rim, but a heck of a split pass by Joseph Hightower to get Hampton Jordan a couple attempts at the charity stripe. Hightower won't get credit for anything on that, but he set up the first made free throw by Hampton Jordan, who had four in that first half. Jordan, a guy as a freshman on this team, averaged 2 points, two rebounds per game, and he's got two right there at the charity stripe, give him six on the night. And we had a whistle. Didn't see exactly what it was. Okay. They're going to give him the points. Not sure exactly what they called. Either way, it is Trojan basketball. They'll inbound to Tyler Cross, who will bring it up the floor against Trendon Maynard. 5:10 to play in the third. Tigers up by 22. Maynard tries to sell a foul. Can't get a kick to the wing. Left wing three. That three won't go. Jordan fights for it. Kicked it himself. And now it's out. Cross feeds underneath. Deflected out on the Trojans. This Charles Henderson team, they've got the skill. They've got some really good players. They just seem to get a little sped up at times. They seem to get ahead of themselves. And give a lot of credit to the Tigers for forcing that, but a lot of unforced errors by this Charles Henderson team here tied as they trail by 22 on the road. Maynard on the right side, feeds down low. Jordan, power dribble, hesitates, gets it up, no good, but he's headed back to the line. Head coach Chris Brandt yells, great job to 32 and white. I'm a big fan of Hampton Jordan, man. He's going to have a bright future with this Auburn High School program. Again, 4 points in the first half. He's got two off a couple of free throws here. And short arms the first. I'm Jacob Goins with you on the Auburn High Sports Network. Appreciate you all being with us on a Thursday night here on 96.3 WLEE, 963WLEE.com, or the Radio Alabama app, however you're listening. We appreciate you being with us. Back-to-back nights of Auburn High School basketball. Jordan can't get the second free throw to go. Going to be a lane violation on the Trojans, so Jordan will have a second or a third attempt at the free throw. A lot of fun here so far on the Auburn High Sports Network. Jordan, third attempt. Good. Give him three. Here in the corner alone, as Lindsey will guard the ball handler. And they're going to call a carry on the far side. He whipped it over, tried to cross over on Lindsey, and got underneath the basketball a little bit. Turnover on Charles Henderson. 4.5 to play in the third. Tigers lead 38-15. Hand off to Jordan. They work at the Hightower. Crossover dribble. Floater in the lane. Can't make him pay, but out of bounds on the Trojans on the rebound attempt. That was a nasty, quick crossover by Joseph Hightower. Man, I am impressed with his game so far tonight. He's had great games so far this season. Hightower had 10 points just last night here against Lafayette as Daniels works his way, backs into the lane. Turnaround, jumper, good. There's the Antoine Daniels we know, who had four in that first half. He's got two in the second. That's a next-level shot right there from one and white. Under four to play in the third quarter. Tigers lead 40-15. Tons of pressure on the ball. Falling down, somehow finds a Trojan in an orange jersey in the lane and blocked at the rim by Tamari Allen. Excuse me, by Antoine Daniels. It is Maynard now in the lane. In transition, lays it up. Good, and a foul. Give Antoine Daniels the credit for the block on one end, the outlet pass, and Trendon Maynard lays it in with the contact. He's got 10 and a chance at one more. Just so many good players and athletes on this team as Hampton Jordan will take a seat. Mark Pazell is in for the first time. The 6-foot senior has just now rejoined this team along with a couple of other his teammates from the football squad as Maynard lines up and knocks down the end one free throw. He'll sub out as Cash Reeves subs in. Trendon Maynard maybe having the best game of this young season. He's got 11 points so far here tonight. Tigers lead 43-15, 3:45 to play in the third quarter. Here come the Trojans. They break the press. Picked up his dribble at the free throw line. Throws it back and throws it in. Does Damian Williams from downtown. Just now seeing his first few minutes of action for Charles Henderson. Reminder, they had a starter, Meldrick Rogers, go down with an injury. He is on the end of the bench. Paramedics showed up, checked him out. He appears to be okay as he sits on the end of the bench. So we do hope that he is okay. So the Trojans of Charles Henderson down a man the rest of the way. 43-18, Tigers lead. They work it into the corner now. Cash Reef behind the back dribble. Hands off to Lindsey. He'll take a three. He'll make a three. The quick trigger from Carl Lindsey doubles up his points. He's got six. Went for the steal. Behind the back dribble. Now behind the back pass from one side to the other. Stuck in the corner. It is Williams. He just knocked down a three a second ago. Now he's stuck. Home run ball. Back out to the point. It's cross. Feeds to the wing. Low pass. Now down to the baseline. Spins it to the defense and throws it in over Carl Lindsey. That was a heck of a bucket. Up underneath, I believe, Carter Ford, who's in the ball game for one of his very few minutes so far tonight. And how about the roll off the feed from Carl Lindsey? Mark Pazell gets in and puts one in for his first points on the night. 23 and white gets on the board. Trojans work it to the point. Back step, traveled, took an extra step to do it. Straight away three, same spot, same result, same man. Damian Williams gets it to go. He's got all six of his points in this third quarter. Not a whole lot of defense being played right now. 48-23, we got 2 minutes in the third. Hand off to Hightower. He'll hand off to Reef. Back to Hightower. Pump fake was hip checked and hits the floor hard as Carter Ford knocked into the floor as Hightower had a chance at 2 points. Nothing ill-willed about it, just got him on the pump fake. Couple of subs come in. 10-3 sit down. The cross duo will sit down. Also, Carter Ford will sub out as well. Lindsey to inbound off the stack. Daniels off the inbound from 3-2 strong. Lindsay goes up, mistimed his jump, finds the hands of Hightower, and the Tigers keep it in their possession. 1:45 to play. Daniels has it off the left wing. He'll reset. Tigers up 48-23. Between the legs dribble. Kick to Hightower in the lane. Euro step. Tried to go reverse. Hit the bottom of the rim. Ball's on the floor. Hightower fights for it. Can't get there. Trojans have the numbers. Kick to the corner. Three. Good. Larae Triggs knocks it down from the corner. It was a 5-on-4, and the Trojans took advantage of it. They're down 48-26. Reef fakes the three. No-look pass. Layup can't be gotten by Mark Pazell. Heck of a pass by 4-23. Just couldn't convert. Now on the left wing, guarded by Hightower, are the Trojans. Pull up, 20 feet, contested jumper, no, as Lindsay soars for the rebound. Ahead now for Reef, 1-on-3, goes up, doesn't matter, fouled on the way up. Maybe got landed on the way down as well. He pops right back up as Cash Reef will step to the free throw line. Reef a year ago averaged 2 points, nearly 1.5 rebounds, and almost half a steal. In 28 games of action, first free throw too strong. Or the standout player for Auburn High School football. If you throw it to him, there's a good chance he's going to catch it. Here's Cash Reef. Scoreless so far tonight. He changes that right there. Knocks down the second free throw. .49-26, Tigers lead. We're under a minute to play in the third quarter. They lead Charles Henderson here at home. On the left volleyball line, now on the free throw line extended. They bounce pass on the low block extended. Now back out to the wing, kick it to the corner. Off with the right hand into the lane through a couple of Tigers and a foul. Are they going to get Antoine Daniels or are they going to get Mark Pazell? I couldn't quite see. I think they got Pazell. Either way, that's going to send Jadarian Burney to the line. He's got 8 points so far. Can't add to it there. And goes 0 for 2 at the line. Peyton Plott pulls down the board. He gets into the lane. Goes up with the left hand. Good on the finger roll finish. Coast to coast for Peyton Plott. As Tigers force a turnover on the inbounds pass, it'll be Tiger basketball. Back moving right to left. They're inbounding in their own half court. Lindsay to inbound. Bounce pass to Daniels. He's got it on the elbow on the right side. Hesitates. Spin move in the lane. Can't get it to go. Good defense. Patel may have got a hand on it. And it's going to be an offensive foul. Believe they're going to get Mark Pazell as Burney picks himself up off the floor, scratching his head, puts a thumbs up, says he's all right. So after all that, it is Trojan basketball with 14 seconds to play in the third quarter. Ahead now, they've got it for Williams. Across the timeline on the left side. Picks up his dribble, finds Patel with 8. He's got it at the point. They find Williams on the left side with 5. Pulls up with 4. Can't knock it down. Peyton Plott's got it with 1. And lets it fly. Will not count. Didn't matter. Didn't make it. And the Tigers lead 51-26. We head to the fourth and final quarter here on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Teamwork is key to winning on the basketball court. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success, too. Hi, Jonathan Fittner here from University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your neighborhood helpful place, serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. For us, getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship, and we couldn't do it without our committed team and loyal members. University Ace Hardware, next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High School Tigers.
Franklin Tire and Auto is your one-stop automotive shop. For quality, dependable tires, Franklin features Bridgestone, Firestone, and Yokohama. For complete car care, trust Franklin's ASE-certified technicians. And for precision collision repair, Franklin's state-of-the-art body shop can fully restore any make or model. With free estimates, insurance claims welcome, and 24-hour towing, all at one stop. Since 1970, Franklin Tire and Auto, East University Drive, across from CC's Pizza, and at franklinautoinc.com.
Follow Auburn High Boys and Girls Basketball on 96.3 W Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
Start of the fourth quarter here on the Auburn High Sports Network. We're inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium on the beautiful campus of Auburn High School on this Thursday night here on 96.3 WLE. Tigers moving right to left on your radio dial. They start in their own half court as Tyler Dixon throws it away, and then the Trojans throw it away on a home run ball, and then they're going to call Tavari Allen on a travel. He intercepted the pass and took an extra step, so it'll stay on this end of the floor for the Charles Henderson Trojans. Just 20 seconds in to this fourth quarter. The Trojans moving left to right on your radio dial. They're in their own half court. Off the right side, they feed it into the corner. Guarded by Peyton Plott. Now they kick it out, guarded by Magnus Davis. Patel right hand. Bounce pass on the baseline. A wild shot. Went straight up. No good. Rebound by the Trojans. Whipped into the lane. Goes through two defenders, then three. Put back no by Patel. The second attempt by him was blocked but fouled. As Deep Patel, there's number 12 in blue and orange for Charles Henderson. What their uniforms remind me of, because it's orange top, orange bottoms, with just the thin white stripe and the dark blue numbers and letters on front and back. It reminds me of the Syracuse jerseys, as Patel can't knock down the first. For any of you college basketball connoisseurs, it looks like a Syracuse orange type of jersey. Sharp-looking colors for Charles Henderson as Patel knocks down the second free throw. He's on the board for the first time. Tigers up 51-27 with 7:10 to play in the ball game. As Tavari Allen, he's got Peyton Plott, Magnus Davis, Tyler Dixon, and Trey Ross on the floor with him. It's Plott off the left side. He gets caught on the baseline. Kicks it out to Davis. Whips it into the corner for Tavari Allen. He's in front of his own bench. He picks up his dribble. Tigers work it now. Dixon in the lane. Handoff to Ross. Wasn't ready for it. Able to pull it together. Throws up a shot. Won't go. Gets his own board. Swatted away but fouled. Trey Ross had 4 points in the first half. Still scoreless here in the second half. Tied for the tallest player on the team as he knocks down the first. At 6'7", a lengthy junior who started the first couple of games this season for Auburn High. Lets the second one go and gets the friendly roll. 53-27, Tigers all over the Trojans of Charles Henderson. Off the right side, cross had it blocked by Ross. How about that? And Ross traveled. Yep. Oh, Trey Ross, he got ahead of himself just a little bit. He was looking to outlet it, just couldn't quite get it away fast enough. But a nice block by the lengthy Trey Ross. Used all 6'7", or all of that 6'7" frame, rather. With a 53-27 lead, Auburn High's got 6.5 minutes to kill. They're on defense right now. Kicked into the corner. That's a contested three. Too strong. Pulled down by Rock Cross. Can't put the put back to go. That's a kick out off the rebound. The 5-foot floater is good by Damian Williams. And how about that? Before you can even blink, how about Peyton Plott, who goes coast to coast, good with the right hand on the layup. I was writing down 2 points, and I look up, and there's Peyton Plott laying it in. Unbelievable. What an athlete he is for Peyton Plott. The Trojans have it in their own half court. They dribble baseline, and a foul on the floor. Going to be caught on Auburn High. Basket won't count. My goodness. Like, I know Peyton Plott's fast. I know he's quick, too, but I mean, you got to look out for your fellow broadcasters, man. You got to help us out a little bit. Slow it down out there. I'm just kidding. I'll let them go as long as they want to. As the Trojans working inside, layup was blocked by Trey Ross. Here come the Tigers ahead for Tabari Allen. His left-handed layup had to adjust midair because of the defender. And here's a two-hand slam in transition. Jadarian Burney slams it down with two hands off the missed layup by the Tigers. And then Tigers are going to get another turnover off the inbound. They stepped on the baseline. It'll be Trojan basketball when we come back. Tigers on top, 55-31. This is Auburn High School basketball on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee.
Trojans in the half court. They inbound on the baseline. Tried to feed it inside. They get it to the cross court in the corner. Now they work it back up top. Good recovery defense by the Tigers. Slipped on the floor. Hits the floor. And then a timeout is called. Timeouts on the Auburn High Sports Network are brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters, celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. Visit them today on South College Street. A 30-second timeout. We're going to leave it right here on the Auburn High Sports Network. I'm Jacob Goins. Appreciate you being with us on this Thursday night. Been a lot of broadcasts here recently. Had two basketball games last week, the football game on Friday. Unfortunately, that season came to an end. What I would pay, what I would give, and I'm sure head coach Keith Etheridge would agree with me as he sits over there underneath the basket, what we'd give to have a game coming up tomorrow for Auburn High football, as their season did come to an end at the hands of Thompson a week ago. But the Auburn High School flag football team, the girls, beat Opelika last night, and they will head to Central Phoenix City on Tuesday for what will be a Final Four matchup. So out of the timeout, the Trojans have it on their offensive side of the floor, moving left to right. As we look at it, we approach 5 minutes to play. Baseline drive, reverse layup is good for Cody Cross. He's taking a lot of shots, gets that one to fall. His first points on the evening. Tigers lead by 22. Peyton Plutt accelerates, left hand layup is good. Just a burst of speed for Peyton Plott. 1 minute he's there, and the next he's gone. A wild-looking three in transition. Way off, pulled down by Magnus Davis. And here comes Peyton Plott again. Ahead with the left hand. Goes through two defenders and does it again. Peyton Plott, he's got six in the quarter. My goodness. Just an electrifying player is Peyton Plott. A three to respond, can't get it to go. Off the offensive rebound, back outside to the corner, and it is good. Cody Cross knocks that one down. He's got five. Timeout on the floor. We'll take one with him. Timeouts are brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters, celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. Visit them today on South College Street. 59-36, Tigers lead. We're back in 30 seconds on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Come in and get it out of your system, the Car Stereo Shop.
Whether it's an ATV, SUV, side-by-side, motorcycle, or boat, we have a great selection of quality products in stock and for sale at internet pricing. With brands like ProBox, Wet Sounds, Memphis, Rockford, Kicker, Fusion, DS18, and more, there really is no reason to shop anywhere else. Shop locally, shop with confidence, shop at the Car Stereo Shop in Auburn. Come see us at 1823 Opelika Road, right behind CTU.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High Basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers!
So coming out of the timeout, Tigers lead 59-36. 4:20 to play in this fourth and final quarter. Again, timeouts on the Auburn High Sports Network are brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters. Be sure you go check them out on South College Street. That store is beautiful down there, man. If you're ever down there, park the car, take the stroll, and go check them out. And hey, it's getting cold outside. It's time to buy a winter jacket, man. Go check out our guys and our friends over at Mountain High Outfitters. So Auburn High School basketball moving right to left on your radio dial. We've got it with 4:20 to play in the ball game. The inbound to Peyton Plott. He'll bring it up the floor now. He's got a couple of buckets here back-to-back as five looks to take over in this fourth quarter. Tigers Going to try and milk some of the clock here. Off the right volleyball line, Peyton Plott goes for the alley-oop. The layup won't go. It was Tyler Dixon. Heck of an effort. Just couldn't convert. And here come the Trojans. Kick to the corner. That's a three. No good. Tipped by Plott. Ahead now for Tabari Allen. He's got a one-on-one. Goes up strong with the left hand. That won't go. And then a behind or a over-the-back foul on Peyton Plott. Couple of attempts by the Tigers that were open. Got to knock those down. Maybe not against a team like this. You could probably get away with it. Man, once that calendar turns and you start playing some of these tougher teams, open shots, they don't come often, and the Tigers got to find a way to knock them down. Tabari Allen takes a seat. Antoine Daniels is back in the ballgame. Behind the back dribble here on the right side. Picks it up. Kicks to the point now. Goes up and under. Can't get it to fall. Tyler Dixon pulls down the board for the Tigers. Ahead now, Daniels. Spin move. Baseline. Gets underneath the basket. Kicks to Davis. That's a three. No. And pulled down underneath by the Trojans. Ahead now for Cross. He's on the right side. Guarded by Plott. Spin move into Plott. That shot was blocked by Plott. Saved it under his own basket. And the layup goes off the assist by Peyton Plott. It was Cameron Christian who laid it in off of what was a gimme pass by the Auburn High defense. 59-38. Tigers up by 21. Davis penetrates, kicks, corner three, bang! Tyler Dixon knocks it down, his first bucket on the night, a three from way in the corner. And then ahead now immediately is Tyler Cross, who tries to go up through Antoine Daniels. Believe they're going to get the foul call on Mark Bazell. They do. Not his first foul tonight. Hasn't seen much action, but seems to always have his numbers held up by the officials. As that will put Tyler Cross at the line and can't find the first. 62-38, 2:55 to play in the fourth quarter. Again, a good turnout here on a chilly Thursday night in Auburn. Fans behind me, fans across the gym as well, 0 for 2 at the line. And an offensive rebound for the Trojans. That'll make you pull your hair out. As a head coach, that deep three, no good. Straight away, pulled down by Antoine Daniels. Daniels picked up full court. Behind the back dribble, he'll step back now inside the Auburn High A. We've got 2:35 to play in the fourth quarter. It is Dixon, Plott, Davis. Oh, Dixon's going right now with the right hand. No, good move with the left hand. Switch back to the right hand, just left it a little bit short. As Peyton Plott with a near steal, they kick it to the corner. Plott goes flying, may have hurt himself a little bit as the Tigers force a turnover. Here comes Tyler Dixon in transition, went to slam it down and was fouled from behind. And Peyton Plott's gingerly going to limp back to the bench as Cash Reeves going to sub in for him. That is not a good sign if you're Peyton Plott. Do not want to see anybody get hurt, especially a key player in a game like this where you're up 62-38. They're going to send Peyton Plott immediately back to the locker room and going to say his day is done. He's able to walk, maybe just tweak that ankle a little bit. Those can be tricky. First free throw from Dixon is good. You can see the skill of Tyler Dixon, a 6'4 senior. He plays guard because of the handles that we just saw right there. And goes 2 for 2 at the line, giving 5 on the night. Trojans have it now off the right wing. They'll feed it to the top. We got 2 minutes to play in the ballgame. Trojans trail by a lot, 64-38. Is the score knocked out of bounds right here in front of us. Good pressure by Tyler Dixon and Cash Reef. It'll stay with the Trojans. Still treating that ankle by Peyton Plott, who sits underneath the basket on the far side of the gym. Wild layup attempt, no. Pulled down by Magnus Davis. Tigers come up with it into the hands of Antoine Daniels. Has to split the defense and eventually fouled. And don't know if that's the fourth, or excuse me, that is the fourth for Charles Henderson. So the Tigers will have to inbound moving right to left on your radio dial. Inbound for Cash Reef. He'll bring it across the timeline with 1:40 to play. Kicks to the corner. That's a three. Bazell, bang! Mark Bazell will get one to go from the corner. He had 2 in the third. He's got 3 in the fourth. That 3 to respond, no. Here comes Magnus Davis. Ahead now for Dixon. Another opportunity. That was a clean block that time. And Daniels was there to clean it up on the layup attempt. Tyler Dixon wants to slam one down so bad. Good defensive effort by the Trojans to get back, and they're a touch foul in front of the Charles Henderson bench. Brooks Orr will sub in. Antoine Daniels will see his night coming to an end with 102 to play. Daniels had 8 points on the night. Tyler, look, I said Maynard was going to slam one down this season. He did it about a quarter after I did. So for Tyler Dixon, he's going to get some this season. I can go ahead and tell you in terms of getting a couple of open floor slams. That free throw rattles home for Damian Williams. Nice looking score, 69-39 for the Tigers. We got 45 seconds to play. Ahead for Bazell. He's across the timeline now. On the left wing, feeds it to Reeve. Into the lane, kicks to the corner, deflected. And here come the Trojans, and then a foul at half court by Brooks Orr. A 6'3 senior. Well, I think he's gaining minutes as the year goes on, as Reeve's going to sub out. Oh, no, he's not. He's just going to go talk to the assistant coaches. Clock is running. There we go. We stopped it at 16.2. Allow Cameron Christian to step up to the free throw line. Knocks down the first. Second free throw is good by Cameron Christian. 69-41. Tigers bring it across the timeline with 13 seconds. Still heavy pressure by the Trojans. It's Brooks Orr. Looks for an outlet. Finds Tyler Dixon. Works his way. Baseline right hand layup. Tyler Dixon cashes in. He's got 7 in this second half. Lets it go at the half court line at the buzzer. It's no good. And the Tigers are winners again. 71-41. A 30-point performance. A 30-point win here at home on a Thursday night. Lady Tigers win, and the boy Tigers win as well. Stick around. We'll tell you all about it coming up in the postgame show. Trying to get a player and talk to head coach Chris Prant. That's coming up on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
I am Brian Snyder, Regional Vice President with Troy Bank and Trust. We are excited to be moved into our new state-of-the-art Cary Creek building at 2870 East University Drive in Auburn. We welcome you to come in and experience what true community banking is all about. We offer a complete line of deposit, savings, and loan products to meet your commercial and consumer banking needs. You'll find our service impeccable. Come see us today to learn more about the only bank you'll ever need. Troy Bank and Trust, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olene Price. When we have the opportunity to assist residents of this county, we are pleased to offer options in an effort to make your business with us as convenient as possible. You may visit any of our 3 offices, one in Auburn, one in Opelika, and in Smith Station. We are open to serve you Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. Central Time and 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time in Smith Station. Thank you for allowing me to serve you.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at gougecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
A great night inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium as the Lady Tigers get a win, and so do the boys. 71-41 final score. Auburn High takes down Charles Henderson here at home on the campus of Auburn High School. I'm Jacob Goins with you on the Auburn High Sports Network, and we welcome into the postgame show Trendon Maynard, starting guard for the Auburn High Tigers. You ended with 11 points tonight and a big-time win. You guys get a 30-point victory here at home. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, you... I told you I was about to tell you a story, and I am. I was talking on the broadcast. You've had a couple of instances in this season, and one tonight where you had an open break, you got to the rim and just couldn't quite get there. You laid it in and got your points, and I said right after that, I said, folks, he's going to slam one down this season. He's going to do it. I don't know when. And then about 3 or 4 minutes later is when you went up. You set yourself up and just yammed it down, man. What a moment that was for you. That was sweet. Right there at the end of the half, too.
I had to. My teammates, it was like, dunk the ball. You didn't get up high enough. So I was like, all right, I got to show him something.
That's right. Well, Antoine, is that who's giving you crap?
You know
yes. Yeah, that's right. Look, we can't all be 6'6", okay? We can't all be 6'6", 200 as Antoine.
That's what I tell them.
Hey, man, you got up and made it look good. 6 feet, 165. You're looking good out there. What does this team do so well in your mind? I mean, is it offense, defense? What is the thing that you think you do the best as a unit?
As a unit, I feel like Coach Christian Brent, he coming in new. He gave us a new defense. I feel like everybody don't play the defense that we do, and I feel like that'll take us a long way.
And every turnover you guys force, I mean, it's must be an Auburn High thing because the girls do the same thing. As soon as a turnover is forced, your head is up and you're looking for the open man down the floor.
We got to. We're trying to put on a show.
Absolutely. 71 points is a pretty good show to me. And then on defense, you just force so many turnovers. You're so electric on it. And you guys have to be annoying to play. And I mean that in the best way possible because there's just no possessions that you guys take off defensively.
Yeah, we got to. Coach going to get on us if we do.
Well, he doesn't yell at all, does he?
Nah, not for real.
11 points for you tonight. You had 8 in the first half, 3 here in the second half. How's it feel to get another big win on the home floor?
Feels amazing. Feels amazing. Just ready to take this trip on to Huntsville and keep on going.
Well, we appreciate the time, Trendon, man. You played a great game. You're a lot of fun to call, and this team is playing well. You moved to 4-1 on the year with a 30-point win tonight. Thanks so much for
your
time.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Appreciate it. That is Trendon Maynard joining us here on the post-game show. He had 11 tonight to lead all scorers for the Tigers. Also with 10 points was Peyton Plott. You had several Tigers flirting with double digits. Antoine Daniels had 8, had a couple of Tigers with 7, Tabari Allen and Tyler Dixon. Also had a pair of Tigers with 6 points, Carl Lindsey and Trey Ross. You had Hampton Jordan finished with 7 points tonight as well. Mark Pazell had 5. You had Joseph Hightower with 3. And then Cash Reeve got a point off of a free throw. We appreciate Trendon joining us on the postgame show. And now we sit down with the head coach, Chris Brand. Coach, congratulations on a 30-point win here at home against a pretty good shooting Charles Henderson team once they got in the flow of things.
Yeah, I mean, Charles Henderson, the film that we saw, them playing Dothan, losing to Dothan by 2 points and should have won the game and going to Pike Road and winning there, I knew they were going to be a tough team. They're very aggressive, well coached. I think what we did is we jumped on them really quick, and being such a young team, that sometimes will throw you in a loop, and so we just were able to keep on doing. We finally played, to me, almost a complete game.
There was just a
small stretch that we had some letdowns on defense, and that comes to everybody wants to try to do something special down
right.
on the other end, and, you know.
We were just talking to Trendon about that a second ago.
Yeah, he got his dunk in, but it just gets to the point that for us to stay focused, and I threw the first of the horn to the end, and we almost did that, but like I said, we can always improve in everything.
In a game like this where you put up 71 and you only give up 41, I mean, at your core, what are you more impressed with, the offense or the defense?
I'm all about the defense.
That's right.
You know, if we're playing bad on offense, we can at least stop them and keep the game slow and low. And that's one thing we didn't do the first game of the year. Our offense was off, but we gave up like 48 rebounds. We're doing a lot better job these last several games, rebounding and blocking out and doing the little things. And that's the biggest, you know, there are going to be games that we're not going to hit shots. There are going to be games that we are on, like tonight. So we just got always, our principles is that defense.
Well, I'm glad you bring up the season opener against Carver Montgomery, which was right here inside of this gym, where I agree. I think it was a season opener. You talked about maybe some jitters and things like that, but I feel you guys have really responded. Of course, you get some guys back now from the football team. Talk about how that's helped you in just in terms of depth so far.
Yeah, I mean, we'll start off with Cash. He's just got to get his legs back under him. He is a really good shooter. I think he's pressing a lot right now,
yeah.
And he'll come. Then you got Mark, which is getting a little time in. He's my bruiser. He's that tied in. He'll go.
He'll bump somebody.
But, you know, what I'm really impressed with is Peyton. is his burst of speed. He'd just be kind of trotting, and all of a sudden he's one step and he's already to the basket.
It's unbelievable.
And that opens up a lot of things that I can do later on the offense end. So all three are in better shape than I thought, but I think it's because they're two were receivers and one was a tight end, so they were always running routes. But I think once they get their shot on and once they learn all the new stuff that we're doing, we'll be pretty deep, and that's what I need us to be going into, you know, the second part, which is January in the area play.
Tigers win 71-41 over Charles Henderson here at home. Coach, your team advances to 4-1 on the season, and as always, we appreciate your time here on the postgame show.
Thank you so much. I want to say hello to my wife. She's on a business trip, so drive safe.
Good. We appreciate her listening. Appreciate Coach Brent joining us here on the Auburn High Sports Network. Tigers the winner, 71-41. The varsity boys get themselves a nice win, and a reminder that the girls got a win as well, 59-29. So another double-dip successful evening here on the campus of Auburn High School. Well, our next broadcast here on the Auburn High Sports Network going to be a little bit, right? You got the Thanksgiving holiday coming up, and then, you know, you got school that's going to be letting out soon. I mean, it's about to get into grind mode for a lot of things. And so in terms of us, and our next broadcast here on the Auburn High Sports Network, it's going to be Monday, December 2nd. So we're going to take the week of Thanksgiving off, right? I know there's some games happening, and you got teams traveling and things like that. But for us here on the network, our next broadcast will be Monday, December 2nd. We'll be right back here inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium as the Tigers host Montgomery Academy. Girls will start at 5:30, and the boys will begin at 7. Girls a winner tonight over Charles Henderson. Boys a winner tonight over Charles Henderson. 71-41 final score, and we'll be back on December 2nd on Monday against Montgomery Academy. Until next time, I'm Jacob Goen. Stay safe, and go Tigers!
Thanks for listening to Auburn High School Basketball.
Presented by
The Orthopedic Clinic, Acre Restaurant, Mountain High Outfitters, Troy Bank and Trust, Russell Building Supply, and Southern Union.
Also brought to you by
Gooch Performing Arts Center, Auburn Bank, and University Ace Hardware.
See the broadcast schedule
at 963WLEE.com.
And follow the Auburn High Tigers here
on 96.3 W Lee.
This has been an Auburn Networks production.